softly, gently, lovingly, constantly surrendering into the light of I Am. Disappearing in the I Am, becoming that consciousness that being which is free from self-reference, the step number one in the process of bridging the duality between me and I Am. Is the shift of identity, is to begin experiencing the I Am as our fundamental self. To experience me from I Am, not I Am from me. For that shift of identity to happen, the pure me has to be awakened within our existence. Pure me is the link between me and I Am. It is the bridge, the connective space. Pure me is the consciousness that fills the I Am, the I Am, which is purely impersonal. With the light of individuality. Through pure me, I Am becomes individualized. We speak here about the higher individuality, not the one of the ego, personality. We speak of individuality that has place in universal existence, that is part of universal reality. The highest secret of the spiritual path, highest mystery, is not the awakening of different states, or even reaching unity with the source, but that alchemical transformation from me into I Am, from the human self into the soul. It is not a function of practice. It is not a result of energetic shift. it is happening on a much more profound level of our existence, at the depth in that most intimate space where the soul meets herself, merges into herself from me, and yet within the light of universal I Am. Consciousness, love, and surrender are the fundamental ingredients of that process. And wisdom or intelligence, which can actually understand what is happening, so that the most effective cooperation can be expressed. This teaching is not designed for lower intelligence, for seekers who are seeking from their me. It is designed for those who can cross over into the realm of I Am and to evolve from that place. It is designed for those who have the capacity to enter reality, not sometimes in the future, but from the very beginning, because we begin with the reality, with the real, and we work out our way deeper and deeper through the heart of that real into a complete realization of our spiritual potential. To realize our soul, to become the love of the soul, the me has to be merged. The more the me is separated from I am, in that ideal situation that you, almost all of you are, that the I am is already activated. Still, the more me is separated from I am, the less there is love. So growing into that love is growing into the dissolution, merging of me, growing into surrender. When some of you say that I do not experience myself as love, that is an incorrect statement, pointing to incorrect understanding. That question or statement should be rephrased, I cannot merge with myself. It's not that you feel yourself as love when you disappear in your soul. That which remains is the state of love. It is independent from you or from your me. Surrendering, bridging that duality, that gap between me and I am. First, it becomes less gross, more transparent. then the process of surrendering of me into I am is not being perceived as an arduous task, painful challenge, frustrating attempt, but as a joyful exploration, learning the ultimate art of letting go. It is a meeting of love, devotion from me to the soul. Surrendering into the I am is a little bit like falling asleep while remaining fully conscious and clear. You cannot force falling asleep. You can only let it happen, as if tuning in into letting go of that me. Being so gentle, the me forgets itself. and the boundaries between me and I am are so transparent. That the distinction between me and I am is no longer registered.